All right, House of Hinds, we are back. What episode are we on?
I don't know.
We got to figure that out. That's got to be a thing that we got to do, because then again, we be stretching episodes, mm-hmm. because normally we can get, I can get about 4 or 5 mm-hmm. episodes out of one session.
Yeah.
We gonna take the shot. We just gonna start it. We gonna start this off. Let's cheers. All right. Today's guest. Let me give you a little backstory. So obviously I work at Hangover, and group of ladies, they come in for brunch. They be lit.
That's the spot.
Now mind you, I get there at 3. Sometimes they there before me. So I'm walking up and I'm like, damn, why the music so loud? Like, what the fuck? They in there jamming, turn like it's a Saturday night. And I start peeping. I'm like, okay, they must work at such and such establishment, because I can kind of tell. I know a few of them, so they kind of, all right, cool. Young lady, I said, hey man, you down to talk on the podcast about what you do? She said, oh, sure. She was like excited.
Was.
And one thing, you know, I'm not the DJ that, like, I don't really care about requests.
Right.
Like, now my counterpart on the other hand, he gonna give you an explanation that he don't wanna do it. But when people be requesting, they be requesting good shit. Mm-hmm. So I think it was with Everybody and what was the other song that y'all be requesting?
A lot of line dancing.
That's all I'm about to say. Line dance. There we go. All right, Miss Kaya, how are you doing today?
I'm great. I'm doing phenomenal.
Are you nervous?
No.
All right. Okay. Oh, that's better.
Not at
that's
all.
That's a first.
All right. She is what we like to call an entertainer of the night.
Oh, you got jokes.
No. So we had a dancer previously on one of our shows, mm-hmm. like a long time ago, and that's what she called it. She was like, yeah, I'm an entertainer of the night. I was like, never heard of that, but okay. We're gonna ride out with that.
It's better than Lady of the Night.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm sure you don't get down like that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so how long have you been dancing?
Probably like 7 months.
Oh, you fresh.
Yeah, I'm a baby.
Oh, you are fresh.
I'm a baby. Yeah.
Oh yeah, this for sure gonna be fun. You ain't even really tapped in. Okay. Say less. Where you originally from?
I'm originally from Pennsylvania.
Okay.
No, not Philly. Everybody used to say Philly.
I wouldn't even gonna say Philly.
No.
You from like small town, big town?
It's fairly big, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's right outside of Philly. It's not too far.
Country, city,
valley. The valley. So it's not country, but it's not too city. It's like a mix of both.
So like clean.
I'm about to say exactly.
I mean,
like,
yeah, I guess you could say like clean. Yeah, but it's not ratchet like clean. It gets ratchet, but it's not as ratchet. Like, there's one city where I live at that's really ratchet, like Killeen.
Shit.
I think Killeen is really ratchet.
I was about to say, people coming, that's because you've been here for a long time. So you used to the bullshit.
Yeah.
Other people coming to this motherfucker, oh, they be like, God damn.
They get real ratchet out here.
How long have you been here?
Almost 2.5 years.
Okay, so yeah, so it's like, yeah, you didn't see.
It's ratchet.
you've seen enough to make that.
I sure did.
You didn't see some shit.
I did.
All right, so how was your upbringing? Did you have both parents, one parent, good lifestyle, ghetto hood?
I had one parent,
okay.
And then my stepdad came in, and he raised me, and he still is raising me.
Love that.
I mean, it was very universal. Like, there was no, you never knew what the day was gonna bring. I'm 1 of 5, so you never know what the day's gonna bring.
And like, are y'all all close in age?
Me and my brother and my sister are. Yeah.
Okay.
The other two, they're really young. Like, one's gonna be 17 and I'm 23.
Okay.
So okay. It's,
well,
like,
that's still young.
Yeah. But that then the last one was born in 2010. We're 10 years apart. So that's where the distance came in.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Got you. And are y'all close, like, as?
Oh, very. Okay. Very close.
That's loud.
Yeah.
All right, so what brought you to the great
City of Killeen.
City of Killeen.
Oh, man. I was going through a life crisis, and something just said, join the army. It'll make your life better. Mm. And when I got to, like, my reception to go to basic training, I tried to choose my state, and they literally promised me that I was going to go to Texas, and it was not on my list to go.
Oh, I've heard that.
They promised me. But I was excited because a lot of girls that I was in training with, we became really close, and they all got stationed here.
Oh, that's live.
Yeah, yeah, so it was amazing. Good. Like, they're all still here and stuff like that, which is awesome. But yeah, the military brought me to Killeen, Texas, Fort Hood.
I've heard so many stories where people be like, if you go in the military, put where you want to go last on your list. And then I was like, oh.
So usually, like, if you put the last place that you choose is going to be the place that you go. That's where they screw up. But with my job, they were only accepting Texas because it was a new unit. Yeah. If I would have joined in 2025, I would have been in Germany living my best life. Oh,
that's where you really want to be.
Yes, I would have been in Germany living my best life.
That's home.
I love Germany. I want to experience this. No, I want to experience it so bad.
It's the best.
I know. It's beautiful. I can just tell it's beautiful, like, through photographs and movies and stuff. I can just imagine it in person. It's probably, like, 10 times better. Mm-hmm. And I heard they're real nasty out there, too.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I did.
It gets a little.
Is it almost like Amsterdam, or is it not that quite?
No, there's not like a red light district like it is in, not that I know of anyways, that like in Amsterdam.
I heard that the red light district.
Yeah.
I need to go out the country.
We was trying to watch a documentary on it the other day, but what language was it in?
It was in like Korean or something, yeah, but it was about Germany.
You gotta put on the English subtitles.
Nah, it wasn't matching up.
I just can't. It distracts me.
I watch a lot of those kind of movies.
I can't.
I'm like, okay. I mean, that's not how she sounds or he sounds, but yeah, that's it works.
It was fucking with me. Like, Squid Games was all right. Like, I kind of got used to watching Squid Games, but this one I was like,
couldn't even get into it.
All right, so what made you start dancing? What made you get into that?
That's a good question. Honestly, it was like spur of the moment. Yeah. I was like, you know what? I want to make some more money. The military was not paying me enough at the time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I like to have fun. Gotcha. You know, like, I go out 24/7. Well, I was going out 24/7. And to be able to dance and drink for free, like, and get paid for it was like,
look, it sounds like life to me.
Exactly. Like, there was no wrongs in doing that, you know? Like, mm-hmm. You get the name with it, but I'm not one of them. So it's okay, you know? I could clear my face with that. And I was just like, you know what? I should do it. And I was just getting all this validation, like, you know, should I do it? Should I do it? Because actually, back when my sister was getting married, we went to a strip club back home, and I was in there, and they're like, oh my God, you could fit here. Like, we'll hire you right now. And like, the guys were literally looking at me. All I had on was a crop top, ripped jeans, and they were giving me money. And I'm like, I think this is illegal because I'm not a dancer here, but I will take it. I will take it. No problem. And I was just like, man, like, I would really do that. But the name for it, and I watched Players Club growing up. So I'm like, I don't want to be, you know, Diamond, having to act like Diamond and whatnot. Don't get me wrong. I be having to act like that sometimes because, ooh, girls can get messy. But yeah, I was just like, you know what, I got the validation I needed, I'm gonna do it. So,
and I think now
it's different.
Yeah, like, so I've seen, I mean, from watching social media and me going to strip clubs since I was 18 in Atlanta, it's like, it's different now. Like, back then it was like, oh, you gotta hide being, like, it was hide being a stripper. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, hey, y'all come see me, I'm at work. Yeah, come holler at me, come spend some money. Like,
me all the time.
Like, that's, I'm like, damn.
No, because like, so pole fitness has really became a thing, and people like watching people on the pole.
I'd be obsessed. I hope she don't think I'm a creep.
I'm not a pole dancer at all. Dance. But people love watching people on the pole. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, you know what? I'm going to give something for people to look at, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was just like, hey. But that was a convenient one in the city, because the other one I was just like, nah. Yeah. And I was just like, I'll start here, you know, see what it's about, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Have you traveled with it? Like, have you gone to other cities and states?
This is so funny. So I went to audition at one in Austin, mm-hmm. and they declined me because I have too many tattoos. I have 11 tattoos. It was a gentleman's club.
I've heard of that.
So that was the only thing. Almost everyone I know that does work in clubs, they work at cabarets, and they're like, go to a cabaret. You'll be great at a cabaret. I've been invited to Austin, Dallas, and Houston. And I'm just like, but what if they say I have too many tattoos? I don't have a lot of tattoos. I have 10 or 11 tattoos, and they're not like sleeves or anything like that. Like, they're very spread out. Yeah. So I was just like, okay. But then I walked in that club and I seen the type of girls that they had, and I was like, yeah, I don't need to be in here anyways.
So you said cabaret. What's the difference between a gentleman's club and a cabaret?
So a gentleman's club is more like upscale. They don't really get nude. The most you can do is probably take off your top. Okay. But you deal with a lot of like old white men, honestly. And they're very it's very conservative. A cabaret, you kind of get to really do your thing. Like, you know, people be up, gotcha. You know, and yeah. Yeah. And you can get nude in cabarets and stuff like that. I feel like cabarets are a little bit more of like the stripper aspect.
Okay.
And then like the gentlemen's clubs are the exotic dancers.
Yeah, dancer.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I'm trying to think of something. So like V Live is like a gentleman's club.
I've never heard of that.
What?
Do they even have V Live?
Is V Live even open? Now that I think about it.
I haven't heard.
Now that I think about it, DC for sure is in Vegas, and it's another, the club is a different name. It's not V Live no more. Let me think. You ever heard of GD's in Dallas?
That's where I've been invited.
Okay, so GD, yep. so that's technically a gentleman's club, or that's more of a cabaret.
It's considered a gentleman's club, okay. But it's Dallas. It's in, you know, the city of Dallas is
strip club.
It is ghetto. Yes. Like, and the girls that worked there.
We did go
too,
there. That
ghetto.
Was when we had them $15 blue motherfuckers.
I heard that they have like the clientele and stuff that they bring good. Like the weekend I was invited out there, I think it was what's his name? I don't know. He's just some rapper. Yellow Beezy. See, I was gonna say Yeezy. but yes, he was out there and they were like inviting me, and I'm like, do I really want to go though? Like, you know, because for one, I only know one girl that works out there, and I'm not gonna lie, like I'll be questioning like, all these girls be having BBL bodies.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not one of them. Like, my body is blessed, you know.
It is, but I from a man's perspective, it's cool to see a natural body.
Okay.
Because sometimes you got motherfuckers that be having the BBLs and they be looking like ants. And
Disgusting.
I shouldn't have to tell that you had a BBL. Like,
right. Yeah.
I feel like as long as you make it look natural, that unnatural shit, I'm just like,
Like the club I work at, people tell me all the time, oh my God, like you so thick, you the stallion, you this, you that. And I'm like, okay, oh my God, don't. I always hear I look like her. Like, I just need her to see me and be like, oh, that's my cousin. Like,
now that you say, I didn't even think about that, but now that you said it,
I hear it all the time. Like, I wish I was being dramatic, but I hear it all the time, especially like when my hair is done, when I got a wig on and I got a full face of makeup. I'm just like, okay, like, you know, thanks to boost me, like, because once I put them heels on, I'm almost like 6 foot. Like, I be tall. All
right. What's the craziest thing you've seen working in a strip club?
The craziest thing I've seen? Okay, so it's been a bunch, but the one that sticks out to me the most, a customer, we were in a private dance, actually paid a girl to spit in his mouth. Yeah. She was like, if I spit in your mouth, you got to pay me this much. I was like, okay, get your money then. Like, yikes. But yeah.
So what was the price? Did you hear the price? What was the price on it?
I think she charged him like $300.
Oh, honey.
Yeah. And wait, like
her to spit in his mouth.
Yeah,
I'm he paid all her goddamn night.
Yeah, he paid her after like after like a 3-song dance, and you know, girls set their prices in our club. Like they set their prices, so whatever it is, like it goes from full clothes, whatever price, top on top, bottom off. Different price, and then full nude, a completely different price. So we set our prices. Our minimum is $20. I look like some $20 hoe to you? No. Like, so.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but she got her little money on for just one little spit, I think.
All right, so let's rewind what you just said. So if I want a private dance, mm-hmm. your price may be different from diamond price over there.
100%.
So you're really an independent contractor.
We like, are. We sign a contract that says an independent contractor. Yes.
As long as you pay the club or yep. how does...
We just pay the club. And technically, like our contract says we have to work a certain amount of days a week.
Okay.
But it's not a necessity. So like the only necessity that we have to do is we have to pay the club to work. And the prices vary by the hour. So and it gets more expensive. Yeah, it gets more expensive at night. Mm-hmm. And then we also owe them 2 stage sets a night. So like if there's 3 rotations, we only have to do those 2.
Oh,
like
wow.
The contract says we only have to do 2 stage sets. You can pay to not do them, but 9 times out of 10, like depending on the crowd, you're going to want to do it.
Exactly. That's what you're there for.
Shit, you'd be surprised, boy. When I used to work at Babes, man, I used to have to beg them.
I just heard about Babes.
I used to have to beg them motherfuckers to get up on that stage.
Yeah. Boy, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, our DJ does sometimes, like, certain girls, he's, like, having to call them because they're like, I'm not going out there on stage if there's no money. You know what I'm saying? Like, and don't get me wrong. Like, the club I worked at, like, well, that I work at, they don't, it's rare that they pay attention to the stage. They want the floor. They want the private.
Yeah.
But they're very, very picky. And I've noticed that. But again, I work in a club with over 40 girls.
Yeah.
On the weekend, we have 40 plus girls. It's a very small club. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think me personally, I'm a club connoisseur. I've been going to clubs since I was 18. I kind of know the ins and outs. For my entrepreneur, well, for my marketing class, I did a business plan for a strip club. I got a 98 on it because I misspelled 2 words. So it's like, this is what I do. They need to restructure that fucking club.
They do. They do. For one, it's too small. For 2, the girls, the money that they bring in is not enough for the house fees that we pay.
Mm.
By the end of the night, the house fees about $300. You go work out in Houston or Austin, the most you're gonna pay is like $150 for the entire night.
Wait. Your house fees is $300.
No, so our house fees start at a certain rate.
Yeah.
Every hour it goes up.
It goes by what time you come in, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And it goes up to $300.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's like the last hour of the night, but it's like, what is that for when they make money? Like, this club is not a broke club. Yeah, they make their money.
They're making their money. Yeah,
they definitely make their money. But they take a lot from us because we don't, in that club, we do not get guaranteed money.
Facts.
Like, not every girl does. Like, half the time, especially on the weekends, there's almost 25% of the girls that can't even get to a customer because there's too many girls and not enough customers.
They should have a cap on that. Like, more than 20 girls.
Especially in that club, it's so small.
That's 10, 15.
Nowadays, that's the, like, attraction point that most clubs feel like. Oh, we got 50 girls in here tonight. Y'all come see us. Like,
but they don't say that. They don't promote that. And then, like, another thing, too, is, like, they hire anyone.
Anybody.
Like, the club that I'm
anybody.
In.
Anybody.
Oh. Like, you know, not to boost nobody's confidence. I would never. I'm a girl's girl. But it's like, yous are causing the wrong kind of attraction.
That shit is.
Which leaves these girls that can't get customers in a shithole because they can't make their money to make their tip out. Yeah.
And if you don't tip out at the end of the night,
you just owe them. And it could build up, or you could get fired.
I'm about to say build up. That's some new shit.
Yeah, no, it'll just like roll over. Like, oh, well, you didn't pay us this last time. You have to pay that and your house fee up front. And it'll just roll over. Like, sometimes girls won't even show up until they collect the full money that they owe. And then go to work or whatever. Like, and one thing about them is they'll fire you, but they'll rehire you in 3 weeks because they're desperate. And it sucks.
Insane. Do y'all have to tip out the DJ?
So that's included in our house fee. We tip out the DJ and the managers. Don't understand why the managers need the money, but
wait, what?
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
What's the most annoying part about doing all of this?
The over, like, it being overly crowded is the worst part. I used to work during the week, but it got too much, like I said, with my schedule. Like, I have to be up at 5:45.
I'm about to say, you got to get up.
They close at 5 o'clock. Yeah. I owe them 6 hours a night. They open at 8 p.m.
Oh, that's another thing.
Yes, so that is another thing. Otherwise, we have to pay to leave early.
Oh, my God.
So, and don't nobody want to get there at no 8 o'clock? Ain't nobody been there.
Why I want to open up a strip club?
Man, I swear, bro. I swear to you,
let me know, because I will be the first person in there.
So, I've thought about this time and time again. Like, the Killeen needs a very good strip club.
Yes.
Like, when Nino had, what was it called before it was that club?
NC.
Dreams?
Dreams.
Yes. I wish I was here when Dreams was around. Like, the OG girls that work at that club, they're like, oh my God, like, we would never even leave here with less than $1,200 a night.
Man. Like, Dreams, like, was the, because Dreams was the first real, like, after hour spot.
Yeah.
So people would leave Taboo and then go right to Dreams. Some people would walk.
Yeah.
Because the building,
Taboo was literally right there by SEFCO.
So sometimes people just walk over there. And it was actually smaller than...
I did hear that. All right.
So when you in the spot, so where the... I'm going to say...
I heard where the private dance room is was where their dressing room was.
Yes.
Their dressing room, don't get me wrong, it's not the biggest, but it's big. And that private area... small. So I can only imagine how small it used to be.
So I'ma say take where probably like where the ATM is. Mm-hmm. Is it still on the corner or did they move it? They moved it back some, right? It's kind of right on the other side of that stage, that small stage.
So they have two ATMs.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like the small stage and then there's an ATM on each side.
Okay, that's
the
where
wall.
I'm kinda okay.
Yeah.
All right. So take that ATM and go toward the big stage, and that's how big the club was.
No way.
Yes, and it wasn't it wasn't that upstairs part. It wasn't no VIP. It was that. Like, it wasn't no private area.
Damn.
It was that. So it was like, then you got to get in this motherfucker. But it was packed.
But I'm sure, too, like, they were very strict on who they hired.
No.
Nope. Oh, my God. That's sick.
That's one downfall of Killeen. It's always a... All right, you a woman, you got two legs, two titties, and a pussy. All right, bet, come on, you can dance. And I kind of get it because we're in a military town, so you gotta kind of appeal to everybody.
Yeah,
but at the same time, if it's majority black black women in this motherfucker, just make it a black strip club. You don't necessarily have to hire other races just because. Like, just let that be your niche. I felt like they didn't want to. Well, Dreams was Dreams was about 98% black women in there, but they did have a couple that's like, come on, shawty, like,
this club is very diverse. Very diverse. Don't get me wrong. Like, a lot of these not so looking good women, they got the body. Okay. The body be there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what gets them, because it's easy to just say, F the looks, look at the body. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so I think that's why they hire them, because they look at your body and be like, yeah, you got the body to work here. But then there's some of them where they ain't got the body and they ain't got the face. And it's like, what is y'all doing?
I've never been there, so I don't.
Oh, you going to have to check us out, boo. You got to check us out.
Not that I remember.
Like, I'll be there next weekend.
You did. My, did you go home after? Did you? The weekend of my birthday. So this was 2 years ago. This was when I first, my first party I had at Hangover. Remember when I partied, I was there, I was at Hangover like
Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah. But I don't remember.
You don't remember going, you didn't go to the strip club? Okay. Uh-uh. Maybe you came home. But yeah. Nah, we can for sure go. I don't work on Saturday, so we can for sure go one day. For sure.
So what do you feel is your greatest strength as a dancer?
Lying.
Okay.
It's my greatest strength. Okay. I can lie to these men. Look, I know how to lie to these men. When I tell you I can lie so hard to these men, they will be fooled to even know I'm gay. That's how I'm telling you, like, they just be like, oh yeah, this the one. Yeah, I'm gonna take you home. You gonna be my wife. You gonna have my kid. Yeah, oh yeah, they be talking crazy up in there. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm real good at that. I'm real good at lying. I don't know why people think they gonna come in there and find the love of their life. But they do be thinking that, and I'll be like, all right, sweetheart. Yeah, let's take this shot.
Now, are you, okay, so you see, speaking of love of your life, are you single, married, divorced, widowed? Are you, what are you?
I
am. A situationship, I can see it.
I wouldn't say it's a situationship because it's not bad, but it hasn't been going on long to call it a relationship.
Okay, yeah.
But it's probably the best situationship I've been in, you know?
You're talking to somebody.
Yeah, I'm talking to somebody. It's going really good. Mm-hmm. I'm experiencing things that I have experienced and have not experienced. Mm-hmm. So I like that.
Did you meet him in a strip club?
Hell no, I ain't meet her in the strip club. She don't even live out here.
She said her. Okay,
I told you I'm gay. That's why I know how to lie to these men.
Oh, so I was thinking, okay.
Telling them you were gay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Say less. All right. Shots up.
So.
Long distance relationship.
Mm-hmm. And she doesn't mind.
No, she don't.
She's like, get your money, boo-boo. Get your money,
she
boo-boo.
She is. She be telling me to go to work, and I'm like, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. But yeah.
That's good that she's supportive and, you know, doesn't look at you any different or anything like that. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think that's, like, one of the first things I tell people off the bat, though. Like, listen, I'm a dancer. I work at a full nude club. If it's gonna be a problem, I'm sorry.
Might as well not even.
Yeah, but like, you know, like, it's never interfered with anything. Mm-hmm. Like, because again, I choose my schedule. So if you say, hey, I wanna go do this with you today, that's fine. Like, mm-hmm. I still got a paycheck first. Coming in. I'm not depending on this for no money. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah.
Do you get fully nude?
I do, actually. Ooh, I do. I do. Yeah. I do. And I actually just got my Christina Pierce. So okay. I'll be in that. Look at this. Look at this Nani. It's sparkling. Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
All right. So what would be the worst part about dancing? We gonna go worst and best.
All right, so the worst part about dancing, I'm not gonna lie, it be them girls that be trying to get fake gay and like drunk and then be trying to, I had a problematic situation in that club with one girl. Yikes. Oh my God. They warned me, don't be up in that club entertaining nobody because you gonna see how these girls get down, you know? Don't get me wrong, I met some real ass bitches in that club. Yeah. But I would say that's the worst part because they all know I'm gay. And, you know, they'd be like, oh my God, you're so attractive. Like, you're so pretty. And they'd be trying to talk to me. And I'm like, yo, chill. Like, yeah. I'm here to work, get my money, you know? Like, the best part, I would say the fast money. It's fast money. It's easy fast money at that. Like, I could go up in there, make me a band in the 6 hours and decide to leave because I made my, you know, like I made what I wanted to make. I could leave. Like, it's not hourly. Like, I do what I want in the same token of like owing them what I gotta owe them. Like,
gotcha. So what's the most you've ever made in a night? Oh, give us a range. We don't want to get directly in your pockets, and we know somebody might be listening. So what's the range?
We talking about a clean club. Remember that, where the military broke. You know what I'm saying? So I would say I'm gonna go by the weekend. The most I've made in a weekend, mm-hmm. close to 300K. I made 3K. Not 300K. I meant to say. Look, I meant to say 3K.
Gotcha.
But I was trying to say. what's that? Like when it be like 2,500, 3,000, you yeah. know? That's what I was trying to say.
I got you.
You know, I be getting fumbled up with my words. Hold on.
It's not bad though.
Yeah, like 3K in a
week. Has this been multiple times or just like dudes at that one time and it was like boom?
Nah, it's been multiple times. Like I left and I'm like, oh shit, hold on. Let me go stop at the bank. I can't keep all this cash on me, you know? Like,
it should be like
because that, one thing I do, like I did learn to do was cash out my ones in the club, because that's one thing you can do. I didn't even know you could do that. But all your ones, don't right save back. Them and stack up. Because what? Going into Navy Federal with all of them
be like,
soldiers?
Man, what are you doing?
Right. Nah, you know what I'm sure. saying? Nah, like, man, and Navy Federal heavy on fraud right now.
That'd be one thing I'd be hating. Like, if I, like, say for instance, like after R&B night or something, and I got a whole bunch of ones and I bring it back, oh, you went to this, to be like, you went to this strip club. No, the fuck I didn't. But if I did, right. that's my fucking
that's
business.
My exactly. What like, I do to make my money is my business, you know?
I'm like, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to have one sometime.
Exactly. Me too. Entrepreneur, baby.
All right. So if a person was coming to you and they'd be like, hey, I'm thinking about stripping, I'm thinking about dancing, what would you say? Go for it? Would you say, eh?
I've actually had that, and I just tell them, like, if your confidence is there, do it. Okay. Like, because at the end of the day, people are going to judge. It don't matter what you do, people are going to judge. Like, there's statistics on everything. Like, it's just no going around that, because everybody has their own experiences. But I do warn them, like, it can get really, really shitty in the stripping industry, because, for one, it's a competition.
Facts.
It doesn't need to be a competition, but it is a competition. Yeah. And two, there's creeps. There's really bad creeps. You never know what you'll end up with. And I thank God that our strip club has security. Mm-hmm. We don't walk to our cars by ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, we don't walk out. I don't even remember the last time I brought my work bag in the club by hand, you know? Like, so I respect that. But I definitely do tell them, like, if you have the confidence, if you are for sure wanting to do something, like, and not even just because, oh, it's the money, like, I just want to get this money. If it's something that you know you want to do, do it.
Gotcha.
So I tell them the pros and the cons, because gotcha. At the end of the day, there's pros and cons to everything.
Yeah. Now, that's dope. Shout out to security over there. I know some of them.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Matter
I pick
fact,
on them all the time.
Look, so the person that called me earlier, mm-hmm. his brother is the security over there.
Okay.
And I didn't know that until last night. I was like, nigga, cuz, what you doing over here, fam?
Wow, okay. Yeah. He's out in the streets.
I mean, he's a security.
A little bit.
He's security.
Them security guards be trying to get with me. I'm not even trying to lie
to
you.
And the one we talk about, he probably one of them niggas. I ain't
probably,
even no cap.
Probably. But I tell you what, I'll never forget my one DJ. So I had got these little slippers from Spencer's. My friend had got them for me, and they SpongeBob and Patrick, because I love SpongeBob. Okay. Like, what? And I was walking outside, and he's like, what is that on your shoe, like on your feet? And I'm like, you can't see? So I'm like, they SpongeBob. And he's like, I can't see with all that ass. And I'm like, oh my God, like outside, you're my DJ. Like, you're wild.
Right.
They be talking crazy up in there, and I don't know who they trying to fool, but... Listen.
Now, word is, I'm a DJ, but word is, the brother that's in there right now ain't doing a good job.
We talking about a young boy?
I don't know. Oh, so it's somebody different now.
Wait, that's not doing a good. Oh, you talking about a DJ?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So I work on the weekends. He's not there on the weekends. I don't know, but I did hear that, like, if you don't request your music, he playing some shit that don't. Like, okay. I miss our old DJ. I'm not gonna lie, that was my man. Like, my man. Loved him.
With the dreads, right? Was that the one with the dreads? The old one? The old one didn't have dreads?
The yeah. DJ? Yeah. No. All he right, didn't.
Say less. Nah, because it's one that she used to work at Babe's, and every time she come to hangover, she's like, when you coming to work at Babe? When you coming to work? I'm like, man, they got a book. Like, this is a process.
You gotta pay them prices.
This is a process.
Hold on. We gotta be messy real quick. Is this someone that come in with her dude?
Yes.
That's the one I told you I was just beefing with in the club.
Yeah. Small world. Look, we talk about.
I don't know. Okay, so that's the thing. I can't remember her name.
Okay.
And I don't know if I told you one time she mistaken me for Wody.
Like, I do remember you telling me.
So mind you, so
yep, I already know who you're talking about.
So mind you, I used to DJ at Babes. I used to kind of manage a little bit. I kind of did Dreams a couple of times. So it's like everybody kind of knows me around here.
Yeah.
So
favorite DJ.
Yeah. So you know? She come up to me and she kind of looking. I'm like, what's up? Well, she kind of looked, but she didn't really say nothing. So then she like, oh, you couldn't speak to me the other day? And I was like, huh? In my mind, I'm like, man, she think I'm Wody. Because I ain't really never, I seen this girl in the club. Like,
y'all cool, do low-key look alike.
No, they do not.
Not face-wise.
It's just the locks.
I think that's what it gets me. Because he's real dark compared to you. His complexion is real dark. I will say this. Like, y'all both... Because I think I see him more, because I haven't been there on Sundays in a minute, but I see him more. He's another DJ. I'll be going up, can you play this song? And he'll be like, nah, you got to tip me or you got to do this. He not one of them. And I'm like, okay.
Wait. Hold the phone.
No, you don't say that.
No, but I'm saying like, Wody don't say that?
No, not to me. He be playing.
He like you.
I'm trying to tell you. I'll be in there and he be like, all right, yeah, I could play that. Yeah.
Man, when I tell you.
I just bought a section off of him the other day, too.
When I tell you, motherfuckers.
And the one time too, they had messed up me and my friend's order, and he was like, "I got y'all shots."
Oh, okay, said, yeah, that was that Sunday. I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. Man, when I tell you the stories I get about Wody, that's my dog. And I try to like, hey, bro, you gotta be nice, so nice sometimes. Girl came up to me last Friday and said, "I like when you DJing. You play my request." That other DJ, he told me my request limit was up. I said.
Yikes. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I don't be requesting OD. Like, I'll probably, typically, especially with the line songs, I'd be like, can you just play, you know, the popular line songs in Killeen or in Texas, whatever. And then I'll probably do, like, maybe 3 or 4 songs out the whole night. And typically, I'm out till they close. So that's not a lot of songs to request. But, yeah, he never give me a problem. I don't know. Maybe he do
well,
like
I gotta
me.
Give my boy a compliment when next time I see him.
Maybe he do
boy,
like me. Let's not fuck this up, Wody.
Boy, that nigga, I done seen it. Somebody request something, he be like.
Nah, yeah, he be like, all right. What song you want?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Can you play this?
Sure.
He like, I got you. Oh, I'm like, sure. Okay, hold on.
Now, do your customers... Oh, hold up. Now, do your customers say at your place of work, if they see you out somewhere else, do they typically, like, are more friendly with you? Have you experienced that?
Actually, I don't ever see my customers outside. Oh, and you know why? Less. Because I tell them I live somewhere else.
Say less.
But I don't ever see them. I think I might have seen... Actually... No, I've never even been out with my customers. Like, I know I had a regular where I was like, yeah, we could go get food. We could go to the bar. Because he was paying me. Like, if you come do this with me, like, we'll be cool. Like, come take some shots with me.
No strings
of that. Yeah, like, it was never, you know what I'm saying? Nah. But, like, I literally never seen any of them. And I thought I would. Mm-hmm. Because I'm like, yeah, I live out here. And whole time, I'm in the same city as you. And I don't see you. But that's one thing I will say is, like, Killeen is very populated. It's very hard to see people.
It's small and big at the same time.
Yeah.
But... No, I don't ever see none of my customers out, especially at Hangover. Like, I don't ever see none of them. Don't get me wrong. You know, Sundays, hey, you know, I work over at Whoop-de-Whoop.
Yeah, you gonna
y'all
got to
come out
come
there.
Out.
Mm-hmm. Like, and 9 times out of 10, when I go in there, they be knowing I work there. Yeah. Like, it's not hard to tell. Like, I feel like once you become a stripper, they know you a stripper. Like,
they be knowing.
I was literally sitting at the bar, like, I want to say maybe last week or the week before, and I was just at the bar just taking shots, and the girl looked over at me. She was like, y'all work at Naked City, don't you? Never been in there. I said, how'd you know? She was like, y'all just give me Naked City. She was like, I work there too. Don't even work there. I'm talking about a 45 year old woman talking about she work at Naked City. Don't get me wrong, there's some 50 year old women that work up in there. Oh. But still, yeah. Oh yeah, they be some. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They gotta get their money. They said they retired, baby.
Man,
they gotta still make
get the fuck out of it, bro.
They still trying to make something. But yeah, like, I've never seen any of my customers in there. Like, a hangover because I don't even go out anymore. Like, yeah, my club, like working at the club is my outing. Yeah, like, if I want to get drunk and I want to go party, I'm going to go do that and make some money.
Facts.
Like, I think the only time I've ever seen a customer outside of the club, I just did a private party last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, yeah, like, you know, we're going to be drinking. It's a pregame, but you could come, like, whatever. And I'm like, actually, I'm going to work. And he was like, well, you can stay for a little bit. Like, it's going to be a bunch of people. I ended up going there and me and my best friend, we danced for them. Like, it was just like, all right, whatever. It's I had to make no house fee. I kept all the money to myself.
Right.
Like,
you know.
All
right.
That was, I'm glad you brought that up. For private events, what's your fee?
So this one, I didn't even have a fee because it wasn't necessarily supposed to be one.
Okay.
When I got there, he was like, you know, if y'all want to dance, I got some money to throw, whatever. Like, because they already had a pole in their house. They're just like, you know, it's just the vibes, like,
gotcha,
type shit. But if I did a private event, it's going to be $500 for the deposit,
mm-hmm,
and then $500 for me to show up, and y'all got to throw whatever. Like, so automatically, I got to make $1,000.
Gotcha.
You okay. know what I'm saying? Okay, like, and then whoever else is with, like, y'all got to throw some money, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, because if they don't try to throw some money, I still made $1,000. You know what I'm saying? So...
That's not bad. That's not a bad price.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
I was for sure thinking like something crazy.
But I'm in Killeen. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
like,
you got to understand, a lot of people don't understand that part of it.
Yeah, I'm like, in Killeen. I'm not finna charge you an arm and a leg. Like, I'm in Killeen. Don't get me wrong. If I was in Houston, oh, baby,
we're talking.
It's totally Killeen. Yeah, I'm not finna scam nobody out their money, especially because half of these motherfuckers be broke out here. Like, real broke. I know one customer. So there was this one customer that came in. He used to be a loyal customer. I don't know what happened to him. I think it's because I don't go during the week anymore. I don't see him. And one time, you know, he had to pay me his little fee because I was up in this section, whatever. And he was drunk, blacked out, drunk. And he trying to send me the money. I looked in his account. Boy had way over 6 figures. I said, oh, yeah, run me my money. Run me my money. Don't let me ever see your bank account because I'm going to make you run. Like,
especially if you got that game. Like,
yeah, like,
talk you out
okay?
your money.
Like, don't ever, because he get real drunk. And he, at that point, he just be like, I want anybody, you know? Like, and he's... You're a white boy,
yeah,
so
yeah.
You know, it's easy. It's easy to finesse them, like, and white people, they love, like, the white men, they love black women, like,
it's a fetish.
They be loving them.
It's a fetish.
Man, them Europeans. I remember the one time I finessed this guy for 2-song dance, $250. I went to the back. I told them girls, I said, hey, y'all, he drunk. He drunk. Go get y'all money. Like,
hey, and you see, that's, and I think that's a dope. I think that's dope because you will have some girls that be like,
I'm a hog all their money.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's all me. Like,
nah,
we all can eat.
I made my little bag off that customer. I'm going to go make the rest of my bag. And if, you know, I feel like I'm not doing too good, it's all right. I'm going to come back. You know, I don't step on toes in the club. I don't step on toes because I really knock a bitch out. Like, don't play with me. Like, they know better. Like, my mouth's crazy, but my hand's crazier. And I always get told that. Like, I'm real, like, I'm mentally crazy in the head. Like,
I would have never looked at you. And
you don't see that. But when I'm turned, when I'm lit,
it's different.
Please. Yeah.
Like,
go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask, like, as far as, like, the other girls in the club. Yeah. Come on.
Shot a clock.
As far as, like, the other girls in the club, whenever I have gone to, like, the strip club or whatever, like, some girls just look like
some of them
out,
look, yeah,
drunk. Have you ever seen or experienced, like, girls?
Have I? The club I work at? Oh my gosh, there's a girl.
BYOB, of course, the most.
There's a girl that's literally on liquor probation from the owners of the club for being too drunk in the club. Like, and she's not like, I'm gonna go out and be sloppy. She fall asleep in the back.
Oh no.
Oh, yeah, like, she'll be knocked out in the back type shit. And, like, bitches be coming up in there cross-faded, like, weed, drunk, you know? But, you know, to each its own. I remember my first time. Oh, let's take this shot real quick. Hold on. My first time in that club, toe up, I disappeared for 2 weeks. because I had never been that drunk. I was in that bitch squaring up with security. But it was a dead ass night. And I was like, there's nothing for me to do but drink. I was in that bitch. Don't play with me. I'm on everybody. I couldn't find my vape. I was tripping out. I said, I want to fight. You know what? And security, this one specific security guard, I be messing with him all the time. He like, Peaches, chill. Peaches, you good, Peaches? And I'm like, nah, square up with me. And he like, you don't want this. Oh, my God. It was so embarrassing. But all the girls kept telling me, like, we couldn't even tell. Like, because I wasn't acting a fool. Like, I was really just chilling. Like, I wasn't spazzing out on nobody, no nothing. Like, I really just looked like I was having a good time. Mm-hmm. I was like, but in my soul, I felt it. So I couldn't come back for 2 weeks.
Okay. Like, show my face here.
Exactly. I couldn't because Peaches don't ever be that drunk. Like, she get tipsy, she feel sexy and know how to do what she gotta do, but that's it. Like, I was toe up. I had just started drinking tequila again too, so I think that's why I was like,
what was you drinking before?
Crown, Douce. I was on dark liquor.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I was toe up and all that stuff. It was just like, yeah, I'm definitely about my bag. Like, don't speak to me. Mm-hmm. I'm not cool with nobody in the club. Don't speak to me. Off to tequila, I was just like, damn, I'm in my feelings. Like, hold on, everybody my friend. Like, wait.
I love you, girl.
Yeah, for real. All
right, what we normally do? Same first? Nah, let's do. All right, so what is a fantasy of yours that you have not lived out yet?
Sexually?
Yes.
Ooh. I feel like this is really cliche, but like, put me on the balcony.
Put me
in a hotel room, curtains open, everybody can see us on the 5th floor. 20th floor, you know, like, right, so I'm trying to be nasty. Everybody can see me. I want to end up on TikTok in a video, you know, like.
All right, so when you leave here,
mm-hmm.
go to our episodes and look up Temptation.
Okay.
And listen.
I think
to
I seen that and I didn't listen to it though.
That's but, the okay. You gotta that's listen.
All right.
So for that fantasy, you gotta look up there. Just to give you a thing, it's a resort in Cancun.
Okay.
That's top.
Adult.
Top,
ooh, I need to go to Mexico.
That's top optional.
Okay.
And so you just, it's women walking around.
Ooh.
Just everything.
Man, y'all can't give me a good,
y'all can't give me a good time like that. I heard there was a new club out in Austin. I mean, a new like beach out in Austin.
Yeah,
I'm trying to have me a good time. You know, like
Hollow something. What is it called?
Shit. What is it called?
I almost said Sleepy Hollow. It's not Sleepy Hollow. Wait. It's not Sleepy Hollow. That's the damn horror movie.
Hippie Hollow.
Hippie Hollow. There you go.
Oh,
Hippie
that's
Hollow.
Perfect. It's but like yeah, like I'm, yeah. You know, I'm trying to be somewhere where I see motherfuckers fucking on the beach, like have a good time, you know.
That's for show temptation.
But I actually did my fantasy that I wanted to live out. I recently did back in November.
Ooh.
All right, tell us
and
more.
It was a threesome. I had my first threesome. It was a girl and a guy. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was good. It was juicy. I was on my back. They just wanted to please me. I said, hold on. not me living a Christian Grey series. Like, with, what's her name? I don't remember her name from the movie, but...
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, I can't remember her name. But I was living, you know, I was living that. Like, I was the submissive, and it was both, you know, just doing what they do. And afterward, they gonna wash my hair. We took a shower all together. They washed my hair, washed my body down. Even the guy was like, you can use my skincare routine. Hold up. And that skincare was not cheap.
Okay, so they were the couple?
They were the couple.
All right, so you got to give us the run. Like, how did this
shorty from a club
come about?
So I didn't know her. I didn't know she worked at the club at the time.
Okay.
We met at Hangover.
The best place in the world.
Magnificent. I'm trying to tell you. You might just find the love of your life in Hangover. Right. You just might, you know? Like, and I don't believe in that, finding the love of your life at the bar, but Hangover. It's the spot. And we was there and I'm like, yo, she bad. Like, she bad. And me and my best friend was like, yeah, like, we gonna get on that. Like, we was plotting at three girls, you know, because me and my best friend, we both gay. And Shorty was like, here's my number. Da, 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 da. Well, no, I was like, I'm gonna ask her for her Instagram. Shorty gave me her number and I said, oh, wait, hold on. Like, I didn't even have to do too much. Step like, up. Hold on. And she just kept telling me, I wanna take you home. I wanna take you home. And I'm like, damn. She was like, don't tell your best friend. And I'm like, best, like, she wanna take me home. So, you know, but there was a customer from the club that was in there. And at first, I thought it was a threesome with him. And, you know, I would kick it with him. He cool. Like, me and him, we real cool. So I'm like, all right, like, I'm drunk. Fuck it. Like, it's not something I never had before. Like, all right. So she like, you know, let me know. Like, I'll send you my location when you're ready to pull up. Da, da, da. She,
straight to the point.
Yeah, she was. So I'm like, all right, I'm on my way. So I pull up and I'm like, oh, wait, hold on. Well, because I was like, is it with the guy that was just at Hangover with us? And she was like, nah, it's me and my man. She was like, but he not gonna touch you. You know, I won't let that happen. So I'm like, you know, it's cool. Yeah, so I'm like, it's cool.
That's
like,
type of party.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was like, because I just want you for real. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I pull up and they, you know, got the teleport, got the Casamigo. They trying to be lit.
Wine and liquor.
And mind you, I'm sitting on the couch and Shorty up under me, like her nigga begging for her and she up under me. And I'm like, Bookie, this supposed to be a three. Like, you making it look like it's just me and you. Yeah. So she was like, come to the room. And I'm like, all right, like, cool. Like, I'm already feeling good. Like, we literally just left the bar maybe an hour or two. Yeah, like, I'm already feeling good. Give me some more liquor. Like, you know. So we get in the room, we talking, whatever. And she start doing the do. She start, yeah, and everything. And he walk in, they just talking. As she's doing what she's doing to me. And I'm like, hold on.
How was your day today?
Yeah, like, and she just doing it, and I'm like, fuck it. Like, it just feel good. Yeah, like, thanks. I'm having a good time. He walking in on it. This is spicy, you know? Like, I got your bitch, nigga. Like,
that's what I'm
that's
like.
That's how
I'm
I was like, feeling. Wait, like,
was this a part of the plan? I'm curious.
So she doing what she doing, whatever. And she was like, oh, make sure you got a condom, whatever. So I'm like, I hope you don't think he's sticking nothing in me. So, nope. She's still eating me out, doing all this. And at this time, too, I already brought my rose. And everybody know the rose is the goddess. So I brought my rose and my rabbit. The best two toys you can have. So she using them on me. And he get behind her, start fucking her. I said, oh, like, that's getting real spicy. Like, hold on. So we just doing. And he looking. He's like, damn, she got a pretty pussy. She was like, don't she? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, yeah, y'all doing a lot. She was like, grab me the bottle of Casamigos. She grabbed the bottle of Casamigos. She not a drinker. She take a shot. Sure, she pour it in my mouth. From her mouth. I said, oh, these motherfuckers, like, you know, she getting nasty. Like, hold on. So, yeah, we keep going, whatever, whatever. And then that's when we showered, everything like that. They talk about, you thirsty? You want something to eat? I could fix you a plate.
Now, this is 5 o'clock in the morning.
This is probably like 9 at night.
Wait. So y'all was in Hangover early then?
It was a Sunday.
Yeah, it was a Sunday.
Oh, I didn't hear that
like,
part.
This was like a real, like, so I'm just like, all right,
you
damn.
You maybe go look at the cameras. No.
Like, hold on, go back. I'll give you the date. Hold on. So I'm like, damn, like, okay, like, this is real. Like, aftercare, after sex is crazy.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So then we end up stopping. I ate a little bit, everything like that. We go back to the room. We just chopping it up. Next thing I know, he laying down, whip out his dick. She giving him head and she fingering me. And I'm like, oh, this is happening again. Hold on. Like, hold on. Yeah. But then afterwards, he kind of got like real jealous type shit because she told me she loved me that same night. This was the first night we met, and Shorty told me she loved me when I got home.
Why do niggas
kink though?
That's what I'm saying. Why do niggas always gotta start acting weird?
Well, like, she pee though. Like, I'm not gonna cap to you. She pee. Like, the nigga, from what I knew, he was doing her wrong, so she was keeping it pee. Like, nigga, yeah. And then she told me she loved me the same night.
That we might met. Be a kink. You remember that when yeah. we were watching? She was like, "Tell me you love me. You don't have to mean it, but tell me you love me."
I'm like, "All right, shorty, I'm going to bed. Like, it ain't no I love you nothing. What do you mean?" Like, then she talk about because I had a shower before I got there, and my hair was wet. And she was like, "You gotta be careful. Like, if you go out, like, if it's cold, you're gonna be sick." So she kept hitting me with that. No, she's not. No, she's not. She's 24. She's not old. So she was like, "Oh, and babe, don't forget to keep your fan off. I don't want you to get sick." Shorty, like, I thought this was gonna be a one night stand, you know, like a one night threesome. Shorty went in the club. That's my girlfriend.
Oh, Lord.
This is my girlfriend. Oh my God. We literally just completely cut ties last weekend because I told her she was you clicked. Nah, she started doing a lot. Like, and it wasn't even like I was trying to fuck with her, but she love her some dick. And I'm not gonna take that from you. But bitch, don't bring me, like, don't bring me into that. Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to catch nothing, you know, because I don't know what you do. So I was just like, I'm good. Like, I'm good off it. Because last weekend, that's a story time. Like, that. No, last weekend, it's a story time for real. Like, that shit was
we
crazy.
We got time. We have time because your story.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. We had such a good conversation. We had to make two episodes. That was the first one. The next one is going to drop pretty soon. Make sure y'all follow us. Like us on Facebook, House of Hines. If you have any of them sex stories, email them to houseofhinespod@gmail.com. Yeah.